Welcome along to this second of a three-part interview with Tom Mulligan of the Cobblestone Pub in Dublin. In today's interview, Tom talks about what he was doing before he opened the pub. He'll also be talking about the different musicians and the clientele that make up the Cobblestone. And we'll be talking to Tom about the different sessions and classes and cultural events that take place in the Cobblestone. Enjoy. Tom, you've had the pub for how long now?
I'd be in Dublin in Smithfield since about 1988.
And what were you doing before you bought the pub?
Well, I started off after leaving school. I started off in the insurance industry and worked for a couple of different. I ended up working for the PMPA insurance company, which went bust around 1983.
Yeah, very famously.
And I kind of lost, my father died the same year, and I kind of lost interest in the job, and I was going to go to America, and a friend of mine had a pub up outside Dundalk in the village of Black Rock, and he was getting out of it, and I was betwixt and between, but I ended up, I took a 2-year, 9-month lease on this place in Black Rock, and it was called the Claremont Arms. And we started a session there on a Friday night, and people used to come, like Needy, my brother, used to come up from Dublin and bring musicians with them. Now, I wasn't even playing music at the time, and Alfie, my brother, came with me, and he got back into music there, and nearly brought up people, and then lads start coming down, and ladies coming from Belfast and the north, and I eventually ended up, I met my wife Pauline there. She was Pauline Quinn. Her father was a lovely singer from Armagh, Mick Quinn. And Alfie in turn, he only came up to help me for one night, and he met and married a girl up there from Cooley, Barbara Nelson was her name, and they have 3 kids, all the musicians, living in Dundalk. He keeps giving out to me that he only went for one night and he's still there over 30 years later. So it was a good move. I'm delighted that the insurance career came to an end and I ended up in this. But after, in 1988, I came to Dublin and got involved in the Cobblestone. It was as it is now, but it was a different type of scene then. It was an early morning pub, and it was a market pub, and it was darts and pool and things like that at the time. But we changed that then down through the years to a more musical appreciation society.
And at the time, that area would have been fairly challenging.
It would have been, but I was only from a mile up the road, so it didn't bother me in the slightest, you know.
No problem.
I enjoyed it. Yeah.
You found your passion.
I found my passion. True.
Now, tell us about the next singer that you picked out. He's singing the Flower of Street Strabane.
Ah, Johnny Collins. Johnny was a lovely, lovely man. He was a man from Edenderry in County Offaly, and he moved to Dublin out to Finglas, and he had a family there. God knows how many there are, but one of them, Mick, was an actor, and he was for years in Glenroe, Mick Collins, Michael Collins, and he's been in a few teams since. But Johnny, his father, was a passionate man about singing and writing songs and poetry, and it was his kind of passion for the music and the singing that got to me. And normally I wouldn't be the great, I like music, but in singing I can take it or leave it, but he had a passion that was unequaled as far as I was concerned. And he grew friendly with the singers that were coming in there. And then when we decided to make the CD, I asked him would he partake in it, and like, the result is what you hear now. He may not have been the greatest singer in the world, but his passion and his enthusiasm for life and music come through in everything he did.
That's a lovely song.
Unfortunately, he passed away. I was at his funeral in Edenderry, but a lovely man. He left a great legacy to his family and to everybody else.
He certainly did. Okay, let's have a listen to that one. Johnny Collins and the Flower of Street Strabane.
If I was king of Ireland and all things at my will, I'd rule for recreation, no comfort to find still. The only comfort I would ask is you might understand, to win the heart of martyr, the flower is sweet Strabane. Her cheeks they are a rosy red, her hair of a lovely brown, and o'er her lily white shoulder the wrinkles they hang down. She's one of the finest creatures in the whole Melishian clan. My heart is captivated by the flower's sweet Strabane. I wished I had my darling girl way down in Erin Shore, or in some lovely valley in the high woods of Tyrone. I do my whole endeavor, I'd work my newest plan, to win the heart of martyr, the flower is sweet Strabane. I've often been to Phoenix Park and in Killarney Fair. I've been to Bunny Scotland, the winding banks of air. But yes, in all my travels, I never met with one that would compare with martyr, the flower is sweet Strabane. Head you and to your leafy banks, your moors and waters wild. I'm leaving for America, whatever may be time. A boat that's bound for Liverpool, right by the Isle of Man. Fare thee well to you, my martyr, the flower is sweet Strabane.
Lovely stuff, Johnny Collins, and the flower is sweet Strabane. Tell me, Tom, what sort of a clientele would you typically get in the pub?
The clientele has changed over the years, and it's mainly to do with people that arrive having heard about the pub from various other musicians. A lot of visiting musicians would come. You get them. We had a violinist there maybe about 12 months ago. He was in from the Ukraine, and like, he amazed me because he was classically trained and he played Irish music with a kind of a strange rhythm. Now, he, whilst all the notation was great, he hadn't quite got the rhythm that would be there for every other musician. But his enthusiasm, again, was unsurpassed, and that was his passion, was to come and get involved. And the same story would be true of various other musicians. We get quite a lot of musicians in from the United States We've had a lot from the Nordic countries, and the Baltic area too has brought an immense amount of musicians, and so has the rest of Europe. But it's amazing that you come, and these things have resulted in requests for musicians to go out to various festivals in Europe. And last year we brought we were asked to bring an orchestra out to Lithuania. So we had to put 25 people together and fly out to a city called Kaunas for their 100th anniversary of their independence in Lithuania. You know, amazing things. We've been to Denmark, we've been to Slovakia a couple of times, we've been to Estonia, Latvia, Holland, you know, just gorgeous things to do with music, and they were kind of returning, and it's word of mouth that brings people in, and the people that come in would be all kind of, first and foremost, there would be musicians, and then there would be people who were stone mad into music, and it has created a kind of a European wide I don't know, like conference of musicians that would talk, and you would hear from them by email, and they would visit maybe once a year or once every 2 years. But it's a very fulfilling thing to meet all these people and to be involved in the music as we are, you know, and all the other musicians would be ambassadors for the cobblestone and for Irish music when they go away.
Absolutely. And is it do you still get a local trade? You said that when you opened up the bar, it was very much a local, you know, essentially an early bar. But yeah. I imagine that's changed over the time. But do you still get a local trade, or is it mainly tourists?
We would. But what happened with the local trade was, like, it was a market bar at the time, and you would have all your business done, because you opened at 7 a.m, you would have had all your business done by 12 o'clock, you know, and then the rest of the day would have been maybe a bit of a drag or something like that. But with the redevelopment of the North Inner City and all the apartments that have arrived in Smithfield and Stonybatter and the area in general, and the area has become somewhat gentrified, and with the gentrification, the clientele changed anyway.
That's completely transformed, yeah.
Completely transformed, yeah. Like, going back to the 60s, I remember being brought down there when I was a kid, and they were making a film on the square, and it was the scene of Checkpoint Charlie from a film called The Spy That Came In From the Cold. And the reason they picked that at the time was it was a derelict area, and it looked like Berlin.
East Berlin.
The Second World. Yeah, and West Berlin. And it was, like, I played on that set when I was a kid with my brothers and sisters, but the whole thing about it was derelict, you know, and it was a place where you would go for a lot of yards around there where they kept horses, and you would have vegetables being so, and scrapyards for cars and things, but the whole thing just changed. I suppose by the time I arrived there, it was in the process of going to change, and it did, you know.
Mm-hmm. But the pub now is in every guidebook.
Which is amazing. I can't get over.
Have you had any famous visitors in?
We had one of our first really enjoyable experiences was Billy Connolly came in with a television crew, and he was doing a world tour of Great Britain and Ireland. And you were talking there about Mick Kinsella earlier on and Damien Gallagher, and they hosted Billy Connolly playing. They played along with Billy Connolly for this TV recording, and they were invited over the following year for his 60th birthday or something, by Pamela, Billy's wife.
Yeah.
And they loved it. They loved the whole thing. Steve Larkin would have been involved in it as well. He's a lovely fiddle player from Bunclody in County Wexford. He would have been playing with those lads at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and there was others. There was Steve, what was his name? He was a banjo player, a comedian from...
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, yeah. He came in with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band one time.
Does he know any tunes? Does he know any tunes?
He sat in and played his banjo with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Gay McKeown and his two sons, and Mary Black brought them in. Mary, she was after recording a song on his album at the time that he wrote.
Right.
So a lot of kind of celebrities come in down through the years, and still coming in.
Great stuff. Now the next track you picked out for us, I've actually had the pleasure of playing with these musicians on their Sunday session, Kevin Rossum and his wife Lorraine Hickey, and they're joined with this track by Peter Moen.
Yes, indeed. Kevin and Lorraine are just fantastic. Kevin's a lovely piper and comes from a dynasty of pipers. I knew his father, who was a teacher, and his grandfather taught my brother Neely the Ellen Pipes over in Thomas Street and also in the College of Music in Chatham Row, in off Grafton Street there. And Kevin would be, he'd be the one that would fly the flag for the Rousham family at the moment. And he has two lovely daughters, and both of them will play pipes. And Lorraine is a fantastic fiddle player, and she used to teach my young fella Tomás the accordion. I don't think she had too much success with that, but that's another story. Anyway, but Kevin and Lorraine are gorgeous, and Peter lovely as well. He's on the banjo, I think, in this track.
Great.
It still comes in. They're still playing there on a Sunday morning.
It's a great session. It's a lovely session.
Yeah, between 2 o'clock or so. Yeah.
Okay, let's have a listen to this. This is Kevin Rossum, Ryan Hickey, Peter Moen playing the Game of Love, the Outdoor Relief, and the Real Bogey. Dan Rosen and Ryan Hickey and Peter Moan with The Game of Love, The Outdoor Relief and The Real Bogey. Tom Mulligan is still with us, owner of the Cobblestone. Tom, there are sessions in the pub 7 days a week. Are they all the same type of session, or would it be variations in kind of the different styles of the sessions there each day?
Yeah, well, there is. There's something there for everybody every day. Like, Monday wouldn't be the busiest day of the week. So we have a couple of sessions that are suitable to people who haven't quite made the dynamic Friday or Saturday speeds at this stage. You know, that would be for a slower type of musician. And it would be kind of for people who have graduated from the back room and the Jackie Martin class where the balaclavas teach, you know, and they come and they get their first kind of outing there. And if they feel they can move on, we can tell them when they can move on if they want to, or they can stay put, or, you know, they're just, that's just Monday, sorry.
So this would be kind of a beginner session, would it be? Or?
Yeah, well, it would be. There'll be some class musicians come in, and it's a question of the people who are at the learning stage, even though they're all kind of adults, they would appreciate hearing an experienced musician who could be passing through, you know, Dublin on a night and may not be around again, and they would sit back and listen to whoever that would be. But the whole thing about it is they're encouraged to, you know, to partake. And on a Monday night, it is particularly satisfying just to see them coming on and on and on. And then the next day we have a session that would start around 5 o'clock, and that would be a brother of mine, Neely, and one of his kids, maybe Fiacra or Oisin or Quiva. And they would be, because of the piping standard that would be there, like, they would attract a different crowd altogether to the Monday night crowd. And my other brother, Alfie, he would come from Dundalk on a Tuesday just to meet up with myself and Neely. And he would bring his two of his sons, Tig and Saran, and they have a daughter, Saive, who works in Dublin. She's a flute player, but Tig and Saran are pipes and fiddle, and Saran specializes in the concertina. He's a lovely lad, you know. But and then I go in on a Tuesday after them, and then you would have Sean Garvey and Dermot O'Hanlon, who would finish up on a Tuesday night. And then Wednesday is kind of different again. We have two girls that would come in from France and Italy. I think it's Italy anyway. Consuelo and Lucy, and they're two fiddle players, and they're grand, and they bring a lot of joy. And Frank Tate would come in with them. He's a bouzouki player. And then it would be Mick O'Grady, and then you would have Catherine McAvoy and Edel McWeeney finishing up on a Wednesday night. Thursday you would have Sinead Kennedy and her sister Katrina would start off on a Thursday, and then you'd have Jackie Martin and Deirdre Hurley would do the session after them, and it would finish up on a Thursday night with Nollig McCarty and Ger Galvin. And the whole of that CD that we were talking about earlier on would be the music that you would get there mainly on a Thursday. Friday kind of starts off with Kevin Wade and Dallin, and then Simon McBride would come in on he's a kind of an iconic sort of a guy. He has 8 children, and there's 8 of them are musicians, and he comes from a great line of musicians himself as well, like, you know. And then on Friday night we have a guest spot, so it's the look of the draw, who would be in town or what. And then Saturday again is we have a couple of students out of the Ballyfermot College of Further Education who all graduated there a few years ago. And then we have the old-timey musicians with Bill Whelan and Ben Keogh and maybe Dermy Diamond. They would all play there till about 7 o'clock. And then there's another guest spot then, whoever's in town again. And then Michelle O'Brien would finish up with maybe Peter Brown or Paul McNevin on a Saturday night. Lovely, lovely music again. And then you're into Sunday with Kevin Rousham and Lorraine kicking off things. And then you'd have Sean O'Brien and Michelle O'Brien would play on a Sunday afternoon. Paul O'Shaughnessy, a dynamic fiddle player who used to be with Alton. And he would come in with his uncle Simon McBride or maybe one of his own kids. And then you'd have one of my favourites who'd be Dunica Dwyer, a piper and a pipe maker from Dublin, and Michelle O'Brien would finish off on a Sunday night. And you'd also maybe have Nell Weldon, who would be a fantastic singer and a great stalwart in the singing tradition too. She would make an appearance as well.
These are all grade A musicians. It's incredible that you'd have such a collection of high quality musicians all coming together.
But they all like what they're doing, you know, and they all like to be heard and to be seen, I suppose. But they just bring joy to everybody, you know, that, and different people have different preferences as well, like, you know.
Do you find that the speed, it kind of ramps up towards the weekend and later in the night, and tunes become more esoteric, or no?
It's all about styles too, and people, like, if you go back to the 70s, speed was what it was all about, but I see it all coming slowing down again, coming back to what it used to be.
Sure.
Whereas the speed is still fairly obvious in some sessions, but you can, other sessions, you can see the younger musicians are coming in to bring it back to what it used to be. And they'd be listening to older recordings and they'd be kind of more attracted to that, you know. I mean, I have a young girl there, Maeve, and she has a load of pals like Dershoon and Bruce. And there's maybe six or eight of them in a group together, and they have their own way of playing, and it's not based on speed, it's based on just listening and playing lovely music, you know.
Yeah,
just great stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you mentioned in the Tuesday session, it's your brother Needy Mulligan, and you've picked out a track. Now, this is the last track we're going to play from the first Cobblestone session CD.
Okay.
It's Needy Mulligan and Sean O'Brien.
Sean O'Brien,
tell me about Sean.
Sean is a Dublin lad. He was reared beside us. Sean's father was Paddy Bon O'Brien. He was a great stalwart in the hurling, training kids to play hurling, but he was a dancer and a lovely flute player, and he taught Irish. He was from Aberdeen Street off Infirmary Road originally, and had this passion for Irish and things Irish. He had another son, Fiacu, who was unfortunately killed in a traffic accident, a nice flute player. And then Sean has come, he would be the youngest, and he is a phenomenal flute player. And Sean has a son, Ronan, who is a lovely piper now. And Sean is a lad I've been listening to for years. I even got a few lessons off him, but he is great. And himself and Neely are still playing together whenever they meet, and they're neighbours up there in the Navan Road, and they're just great. They just gel well together.
And Sean plays in this, I think he plays, did you say he plays a Sunday afternoon session? Or
Sunday afternoon with Michelle O'Brien, yeah.
Super.
And you'd come in the other day, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's have a listen to this. Needy Mulligan and Sean O'Brien. Thank you. Lovely stuff from Neely Mulligan and Sean O'Brien. Tom, welcome back. You mentioned earlier the Balaclava sessions.
Yeah.
And they take place on a Wednesday night in the back room of the pub.
True, true, yeah.
Do you do any other educational activities in the pub, or is that pretty much it?
Yeah, I have a niece, Quiva. She teaches Shannos dancing there on a Monday afternoon from about 5 o'clock. She would be a daughter of Neely's, and she's a lovely fiddle player as well. But she, I think the Shannos dancing would be her premier passion, you know. But it's all lovely. And then after them, you would have set dancing. You'd have Páraic McEnany and Róisín, his wife, teach the set dancing on a Monday night from about, say, 7:30 on. And they have a good crew that comes there. On a Tuesday, you would have Etna Ní Cathán teaches Shannó singing. She has a stage name, Innie Kay, but she's a gorgeous, gorgeous singer, and she comes from a fiddle player as well,
sure,
and guitar player, but she comes from a family of lovely musicians from around Kilcock and County Kildare. And they're always a nice group, and we bring them out whenever the course is over, and they sing whatever they have learned for us when the session is going. There could be 8 or 10 of them, you know. It's just lovely. Yeah. We also have Balfolk, which are kind of a European group of dancers who and musicians as well, who like to meet up and play and dance on maybe a Sunday afternoon, and they're a lovely crowd too. They'll be spread all over the Europe. There'll be Italians and French and Spaniards and some Polish people involved in that, so it's a good mix.
So it's as much, but it's unlike any other trad Irish music pub in the sense that it's as much a kind of a cultural centre as it is a bar in terms of the support that you're giving to encourage the development. It's remarkable.
It's a description I've heard before too. Like it is all about culture really, and identifying and promoting that area of life, you know.
Tell us about the next track that you picked up. Love at the Endings, Dublin Porter, and The Master's Return. You got Jackie Martin. Yeah. John Burke, Deirdre Hurley and Lorraine Sweeney on this one.
Yeah, well, the Love at the Endings is a particularly fun tune for me because it was the last tune my father taught to my brother Neely before he died. And, you know, it is a particularly close, and I enjoy it anyway. But what was the other track? Was it Dublin Porter? Yeah, it's a lovely reel too. And Jackie and Joan and Lorraine do a fantastic job on it, and Deirdre, they're a great girl group, all girl group, you know.
Okay.
But this would be the standard that Jackie would be hoping for from the Balaclavas. Now, they're not all going to get there, but this is the style and the standard that she is bringing to those classes and passing on to the adult learners in the Balaclava session. And like, you can't ask for anything better than that. And, you know, the rest of, after that, you're into icons, you know. But
absolutely,
she is great. She's great.
Yeah. Great. Let's have a listen to that one.
Thank you.
Jackie Martin, Joan Burke, Deirdre Hurley, Lorraine Sweeney with Love at the Endings, Dublin Porter and The Master's Return. Tom, we've talked about the huge range of sessions that go on 7 days a week in the bar. The classes, the support that you're giving to musical education, to dance classes, singing classes. But it's also a concert venue, isn't it?
Well, it is. We kind of do gigs and concerts on a Thursday, Friday and Saturday nights. It's a facility that is there for anybody that wants maybe to launch a CD or a visiting or passing through artist who maybe wants to put on a bit of a show, or you would get people who would be from various parts of Europe and they want the community here to have a listen to what's on offer. Like, we have often had the Estonian embassy in and they have put on little shows, or there'll be surrounded by Estonian musicians. We had the Johansons over from Estonia, beautiful family of three brothers and a sister, and they did a tour of Ireland here last year, and they have been coming to Ireland maybe since about 1988, after they got their freedom from the USSR.
Sure.
And after a crowd of Irish musicians visited them and like spellbound them with what Irish music and singing was about, and then they have been coming here ever since. Now, my own brother Neely was on that first tour to Estonia along with maybe the likes of Brendan Begley and Sean Garvey, and they went out there 2 years ago to celebrate the 30th anniversary of that first trip. So it's an amazing, these people that are passing through because of a connection they made, you know.
And there's even Breton nights.
We had one lined up for later on this year, like our annual Breton day,
yeah.
Where you would even get a crepe or
a galette. Yeah.
Yeah. And we even had Charlie LeBron there. He's a lovely flute player from Brittany. He married Aoife Kelly here, and she's a gorgeous concertina player, and the two of them, he launched a CD, and with great help from the family that he is married into and all, and
yeah,
they just do lovely stuff, you know. Fantastic flute player. Yeah,
we've actually we playlisted some of the tracks from his latest album on the station here. Now the next track that you picked out, we're on the CD2 essentially, which is the Thursday sessions. We've got Nullig and Jer, and Welcome to Limerick. Should we have a listen to that one?
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
In next week's interview, we'll be talking to Tom about bar-ons and slow airs and singing in sessions, music festivals, Tom's take on making a living as a musician, and sessions in a post-coronavirus world. Join us then.